Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, are you well rested? Are you ready for this?
I am. I'm excited. This is a subject we've been trying to learn more about.
We were actually sighing about it as recently as this morning before this gentleman came in, but we knew he'd be here. He'll provide
answer all the questions.
That's right.
Right.
Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone.
Let me back in.
Mr. Josh Bernstein, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Well, Josh, you're with JDBmedia.com.
Correct.
How are you serving folks?
We're serving folks who need to get their websites and businesses on Google in a very fast time.
So getting on Google, that's the easy part, right? Everybody can submit their site and then Google indexes them.
But, right, for the organic rankings.
But to actually be found by another human being, that's where the magic comes in.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
So you're helping folks do that, but in a certain niche, right?
Correct, yeah, through the paid search marketing, which is whenever you do a Google search and, you know, I read a stat, I think it was last night or the other night, every minute Google processes 1.6 million approximately unique searches nationwide. So, you know, here in Atlanta.
And then how many of those are like for porn? Like 80%?
It's funny because that actually is on the restricted list. You cannot advertise for that, believe it or not.
Oh, really? So that's all organic.
That is all organic, yeah. So none of that, no gambling. No, I believe no tobacco for the most part either. Mm-hmm. No, and they do not allow some categories not to be advertised, actually.
But so for everybody else, these are the ads that pop up usually before the organic.
At the top. They're always given priority because here's a simple bottom line way to look at it. Google doesn't make any money off your organic search clicks. They make a lot of money off your paid search clicks, which is why the AdWords program is there. By far their top source of revenue, and that's why it's called pay-per-click advertising as well. So, yeah, if you need to be found specifically for a business in Atlanta, let's say you're a small business owner, you're in Atlanta, you have a website, you can do paid search marketing.
And then that would put your ad or the, you know, it's not really an ad in the traditional sense with a big photograph or a video. This is like kind of a headline.
Correct. It's a text-based ad. It's not your usual internet banner ad or like you see, like, you know, or a pop-up ad, things like that. It sort of flows within the Google search results page, which is called a SERP, S-E-R-P.
And that's the first thing you're going to see when you search for, when those words pop up.
Let's break it down like this. If you're let's say you own a plumbing company and you're in Marietta.
Right.
You want people to find you. I mean, there's so much competition out there. So if somebody needs, experienced or licensed plumber Marietta, they search on that keyword, you can bid on that keyword and a variation of those keywords. And your ad will pop up. And the great thing about AdWords is you can tailor the ad for what you want to say. When like organic search, you really have no control of what pops up. It's all through their algorithm and all that. But through AdWords, it pops up and you can say, hey, new customers get 25% off service call, things like that. So, and if somebody clicks, they're taken directly to the website and they're directly taken to whichever landing page on your website you want to use.
And the thing to keep in mind, and I think this is one of the most valuable components of this, when someone's there at Google searching for these terms, they're in a buying mode usually.
Right.
They're not in the, I wonder what these plumbers are, how many plumbers there are.
For that case, they're definitely in a sort of probably need to know now more than down the road mode for them.
Right.
So it's definitely a more of a, you know, we need this now. You know, this is why,
so that click will be somebody that has a high probability of wanting to actually use your services.
You would hope so. You called it, there's no guarantee, but that's why you call it more of a qualified lead through paid search versus just somebody
kind of
browsing around in organic trying to find, I just happened to find this guy and lucked out. with Google AdWords, you know, your ad does, you know, your ad will appear towards the top of the page. Now, it doesn't appear all the time. We can talk about that in a, you know, down the road here in a second.
But. Sure. Now, this is not the same as search engine optimization.
No, not at all.
This has nothing to do with that, right?
Except that they're both appearing on Google. SEO is a technical skill. It is not a paid form of advertising.
So SEO is more of stuff you're doing to your existing website.
You're tinkering with your website. You're having experts, you know, work on your content, try to get you, sort of get you promoted all over the place with blogs. And, you know, you see a lot of social media helping with SEO now these days, things like that. With paid search media and search marketing, you don't need to change your website unless you need feel you need to. I mean, if you have a bad-looking website, regardless of what channel you're doing, whether it's, you know, SEO, paid, Facebook, whatever, get your website in order first. Make your web, because your website's your online storefront.
And a way to know that is if you are doing paid search and you're getting a lot of people going to your website and they're not ever buying something, that's probably a clue your website's not doing its job, right?
That's a clue that you're getting, you know, that the, you know, the AdWords professional is getting you a lot of clicks, but the customer and the user experience is not very good, whether it's you have things are hard to find, you just are sending people to a landing page that's irrelevant or doesn't have a good contact form. I think there's so many factors that can go into to that.
Now, when somebody is working with you, you're working on their paid search marketing.
Correct.
That's what you're doing.
That's 100% of what I do.
Now, in the paid search marketing part, are you only doing the helping me find the right keywords, helping me find the, you know, doing the AdWords,
no,
or are you helping me with that landing page to help get people to
convert? I can definitely give suggestions. I'm not a web designer, so I don't do that, but I can give suggestions of what I think. Okay, hey, I think this page would work. I think, okay, we need a contact form here. What's a, you know, when somebody lands on a landing page, regardless of the channel they come through, you want them to stay on that page and make sure it has everything they need. Basically, okay, does this page contain the information that I'm looking for based on my search? And B, does it have a way that is clear to contact this person or the business? I mean, that's very simple. It's like, you know, like I said, your website, it is your digital store, right? Whether you're doing an e-commerce or whether you're just a service provider, you know, first impressions make all the difference.
Now, for your business, how long have you been doing this?
Paid search in general for about 10 years now. So I've been doing it for a very long time and probably one of the only consultants here in Atlanta who's been doing it that long and has that much experience on both as a consultant, as an in-house marketer, and as on the agency side as well. I've been on my own. Josh Bernstein Media has been around for it's been 5 years earlier this month, actually.
So previously you worked for companies and
in-house client side roles and worked for a couple ad agencies. One was a search boutique and the other one was a media buying firm. So I actually, not just being a search, you know, professional, but I also have a full media background, which includes, you know, television, radio, outdoor advertising, print advertising. So
because you would attack each of those differently, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I have the knowledge to understand that this is not, you know, this is not just search marketing. This is advertising,
right?
You know, at the end of the day, because you are paying for ads.
Now, in order to help a client with their AdWords and their search, do you have to kind of be blessed by Google or Bing or anything?
You have to be blessed by a working credit card and a website.
That's probably not good for you then, right? Because anybody could say they know how to do this.
Anybody can do it, but can they do it right?
Right. But how would a customer know if somebody's good or not?
I mean, you can only, you know, be as good as your reputation. I think I have one of the best reputations in Atlanta. I have a lot of recommendations on that is listed on my website. I am Google certified over 4 times, which is, you know, passing 2 comprehensive exams, and you have to score at least 80% or better to pass.
So Google does have some certification.
They do. It's not required. I mean, anybody off the street can do this, but if they, you know, if they make mistakes, they can spend a lot of money and get very little in return.
Oh, really? So,
yes.
So anybody could open up a Google AdWords account?
Anybody. You have to have a working website, you have to have an email account for your login, and you have to have a credit card that is active.
And so you just put that stuff in?
You put it in, and then you can start building your account from there.
And is it intuitive?
No. That's where people like myself come in.
Hard to believe Google would make an intuitive website because they're all a bunch of engineers.
You would think that, but you know, that's another story for another day. It is not complicated, but it is not easy to navigate if you're a novice, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So what is the, if a person is going to try to do this on their own, now I don't want to put you out of a job, but it's probably a good way. It probably helps you because they get frustrated in about 5 minutes after trying to do this, right? So what are the kind of the basics in order to do this myself?
To do it yourself, I mean, figure out, you know, what website you want to use as a landing page. Figure out.
Do I want to use like my main website? Or is that something, is that like a rookie mistake?
No, I mean, use the website where you're going to get leads from. I mean, you have one, if you have a dedicated website for your business, use it, obviously.
So don't create a special landing page?
You can create a special landing page as long as it's part of your website. You know, make sure it links back to your website as a whole. Because I've seen a lot of mistakes. One mistake people do is they'll create a very unique landing page for paid search ads, but then they don't link it back to their website and people, you know,
never get to.
They get frustrated. They're like, well, and they forget to put like something like a contact form or like, here's more about our business. They just sort of show a splash, and you know, they don't really flush it out properly. That's where you sort of can get in trouble because you're going to be spending a lot of money on clicks, but you're not really giving the consumer the whole story about who you are and your products or services.
Okay, so now, I know what page I'm going to send it to, and then how do I know? The keywords, because the keywords aren't necessarily the name of my business, right?
No, not necessarily, no. Because if nobody knows who you are, they're not going to search for you.
Right.
So you got to think about, okay, put yourself on the opposite side of the screen, if you will, or the laptop saying, okay, if I've got a business, how would I search for myself not knowing who I'm looking for?
Right.
So, I mean, and that's where you can create, you know, dozens to hundreds of keywords to bid on at a time.
And so you got to kind of reverse engineer the words.
Sort of in your head, yeah. Reverse engineer, sort of walk backwards. Okay, we know where we want them to land, but how do we get them to point A to point B?
Mm-hmm. So now, once you do that, how many words do you have to come up with? Is it like you need one keyword or you need like 1,000?
You can do 1 to 1,000.
Oh, somewhere in between?
Yeah, I mean, you can do up to 1,000,000.
Wow, 1,000,000 keywords.
Mm-hmm. Last time I checked for that.
That's crazy. So how could you possibly manage all those keywords?
Just organization and knowing, you know, that's where the experience comes in. I mean, everything is very closely, you know, when I build a campaign for people, it's not just throwing 100 campaigns and writing an ad for it. You know, there's, you know, Google houses AdWords in an account.
Mm-hmm.
And under account, you have different you can create multiple campaigns. Campaigns is where you set your daily budget. It's where you set your geo-targeting to where you want your ads to be shown. So if you're in, let's say you're in Marietta, you can specifically say, hey, I want to get people within a 15-mile radius of my zip code because that's how far I want to send my people out.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. If you want to cover all of Metro Atlanta, you can say, I want my ads to show within the Nielsen DMA TV market of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You can do that as well. You can do it as drilled down all the way to a single zip code, although that's probably not recommended because that's really going to limit your search volume and your potential traffic. And you could literally show your ads worldwide as well.
So it just depends what your business is.
It depends on your business and where you think your
customers
are going to come from or where you want your people to come to them.
Now, why would a company hire you as opposed to, like you mentioned earlier, one of these advertising agencies or these big kind of firms?
First and foremost, I'm the one doing all the work. Your work is not being farmed out to somebody you know. You're not dealing with a salesperson. You're dealing with an actual digital media expert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one, yeah, I don't like, you know, calling myself, you always have to sell yourself, but I don't like being calling myself a salesperson because that's not what I am. You know, I'm a media professional and have been for over 15 years. But I am sort of your de facto account executive. I'm your billing department. I'm the one doing all the work. I'm the one doing your strategy. And I'm the one really handling everything. And then one thing I do that a lot of agencies don't do, I give my clients full visibility to their AdWords account directly.
Mm-hmm.
Some agencies will or will not do that. Some of these local search firms will send people to their third-party platform, but that's not their actual Google AdWords website. It's not through AdWords.com.
Right. Oh, so they make their own like kind of portal?
It's sort of like a reporting portal, but it's like, how do you know how much you're actually spending? And also, which all my clients, I tell them, okay, use your own credit card to pay for your own ads so you know how much you're spending.
Right.
Don't just give, you know, $3,000 to somebody and they say they'll take care of the ads for you. And you don't, I mean, and they could be making them. If they don't give you access first and foremost to your AdWords account.
That's a red flag.
A huge red flag, which is why every client that comes to me will get full access to their AdWords account. No doubt.
Because they're paying you kind of separately and then they're paying Google directly.
Right. It's two fees. You're paying me for a service and you're paying Google directly for the ads, for the cost per click.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there kind of a budget that a person has to kind of set forth, or is this something like you could do this for, you know, $100 a month, or is it you need $1,000 a month in order for it to get a kind of a view of this going to work or not?
It depends. There is no minimum or maximum budget requirement. You could spend $1 a day. You could spend $100,000 a day, which I've seen happen on one of my old agency accounts that I used to work on. And no, it's really, you can spend as little or as much as you want, and you can change on the fly. So let's say you start with $10 a day, and you see you're getting clicks and you're hitting your budget every day. You can say, okay, at the end of the month, okay, let's start with $20 a day next month. You can do that, and it's a very simple thing to do.
Now, getting clicks is one thing, so that means your ad is working.
It means your keywords are relevant to the person searching, and your ad copy is engaging to them as well.
But if you're not getting business, what do?
You look at it, you talk to the person and say, okay, is this a landing page issue? Are we using the right keywords? Are our keywords relevant enough to
Because you might be getting the wrong people. Right?
You might be getting the wrong people. You might be getting a lot of irrelevant, you know, clicks as well, which is, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And there's a lot of ways to combat that. One of the ways to combat keywords that are not relevant is to use something called a negative keyword. So let's go back to our plumber in Marietta.
Right.
He wants to attract people in, you know, Marietta, Cobb County. Let's say he doesn't want to go all the way like Decatur.
Right.
So he will put Decatur as a negative keyword to block, you know, his ad will not show if somebody types in, I need a plumber in Decatur. His ad will not show because it's not a relevant ad to somebody down there. That's just one of the ways we can prevent that.
And then, so this isn't something that you just set it and forget it.
No, absolutely not.
A living, breathing thing that you always be tweaking.
Correct. You always want to tweak. You want to make sure, you want to give it time to run first. When you first launch an account, you don't want to do a lot of tweaking at first because you want to see if what you've put together first works. That's where the majority of success from a paid search account comes before you launch it. Mm-hmm. Because if you organize your keywords the right way, within relevant ad groups. And an ad group is where you house keywords and ad copy that are sort of a theme together. So if you want to do it, if you're a plumber, you want to do the ad copy of one for water heaters, one for, you know, general plumbing, one for emergency services, things like that. You don't want to have one stock ad for all different keywords because you want to get keyword to text ad relevancy. And that makes sure, okay, if I'm looking, I need a water heater repair, I need my ad to reference water heaters as much as possible.
And that might point to a different page within your website.
That is very true as well. If you have a subpage for water heaters, you send them there.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want you to run your bad ad theory by him and see if it holds any water.
Okay, I have a theory.
Okay.
And maybe Google probably stops this theory from happening. I say, from a advertising branding standpoint, that people just seeing the name of your company has value. So if you have a bad ad that no one clicks on but is showing up, that still has value.
Yes and no. If you're running an ad, it has a lot of impressions, which are, you know, views, people looking at it, seeing it on the Google results page.
Right.
If you don't get a lot of clicks on it, which it means, you know, it goes back to A, are the keywords right, or B, if it's the ad copy, you say, okay, what's not clicking here? Which is why for every ad group you create, you write multiple versions of ads too, so you can test. It's not like, okay, we're going to run one ad and hope it works. You can run, I usually typically run about 4 to 6 ads per ad group. You know, sort of let them go, see what happens. And then, you know, after a while, you can say, okay, these top 4 out of 6 have a good click-through rate, which is clicks divided by the number of impressions. And these other two are sort of duds. Then you can sort of, you can pause those and stop them from showing to people.
But so will Google, if I have if I'm not getting any clicks, but they're seeing the name of my company at the top and they're never clicking on it. Mm-hmm. Will Google just like kind of not show my ad after a while?
I mean, it will hurt your ad rank, and that's tied to a quality score, which is, you know, it takes your keyword bid, how much you want to pay for a click, mm-hmm. and it ties to your quality score, which is a number of factors, including your click-through rate, and also is how relevant is your landing page to your keywords. And so it all intertwines. This is not, and they use a quality score to prevent this becoming literally a straight auction where it's, okay, highest bid wins. We don't care how relevant you are, because if Google kept showing a lot of irrelevant ads for, you know, the paid search listings, it would really hurt their credibility. That's how they keep their credibility in line. So, you know, just because, let's say somebody's got a $10 keyword bid,
right,
for a set of keywords, and somebody's got an $8 keyword bid, it doesn't necessarily mean that $10 bid is going to be a higher ad rank at the end of the day.
So it also takes into consideration that people are actually clicking on it.
Right. It takes into account their history, which is why when you start fresh with a brand new, you know, campaign, you know, you're going to sort of work your way up, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And then, so the cost of a given keyword, it varies dramatically, right?
It could be pennies,
but it could be $100, right?
It can depend. And that's totally based on your industry, your vertical, your location. I mean, and there's no way to sort of predict that off the top of your head. You got to do some research and, you know, as well, see what Google sort of estimates and go from there. It also relates to how much you want to spend per day. If you want to spend $20 a day on clicks, you don't want to have a $10 cost per click, because one click, two clicks, maybe three or four clicks more, you're done. Now, let's say you have a $20 budget. Let's try to aim a cost per click for about, you know, $2 to $3, you know, dollars per click at most, and go from there. That will get you a little bit more volume. And to be clear, just because you have a $10 keyword bid does not mean you're paying $10. You're telling the system, I want to pay up to.
Right.
Correct. That's a big difference. People don't sometimes get lost, which is why you always want to start a little bit conservative, then you can always boost your way up. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is sort of deplete somebody's budget to begin with, and you get no results, and then everybody's mad.
So at first, you want to have some clicks just to see if people are responding, buying the thing, or...
Well, it measures everything, basically. If, okay, we're getting clicks, then you're able to see an ad rank. Okay, how high up are we on the results? Then you're able to dig in, okay, which ads are working, which ads aren't working, which keywords are working, which ones aren't. So
is that a good strategy then? Maybe work kind of the long tail first, you know, the lower priced keywords?
No, you... sort of test everything at first. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't cost you to test to have them sitting in a system.
Right. My point is, if there's keywords that cost 20 cents and keywords that cost $2,
right,
is it better to get more 20 cent words? Well,
absolutely. Absolutely. But you don't know until you flip the switch on. You don't know until you know. That's sort of the thing.
So you got to test them all simultaneously.
This is a great testing platform, you know. Flip it on and mm-hmm. see what happens. You can always adjust on the fly. If you see, hey, I've got a really high bid on these keywords and they're still not getting a lot of impressions, then you can pause them and say, okay, they're just not getting any traffic.
Right. So, and that might be the ad. It might be, there could be other variables.
There's a lot of different variables on it.
So now, what do you have specialty in terms of industries you serve? Do you work with retailers?
Pretty much anybody who needs the service. I mean, there is no...
Like doctor's offices?
Yeah,
like,
everybody. If you're a service provider, you have a private practice, or if it's a doctor's office, law firm, if you're, like I said, a service provider, you need a home services, things like that. It varies, you know, the results can vary from, you know,
sure.
And the cost can vary. Like if you're insurance, if you've got like a You know, you're an insurance agent. That is extremely competitive. I mean, that is, we're talking big money clicks, like $20 to $50 cost per click.
Right.
I mean, you got to have a lot of money.
Wow.
Back. It's competitive.
Ouch.
Yeah. Which is why I'm like, I'm like, this might not be for you. If you're telling me I can only spend like, you know, $30 a day. I'm like, yeah, might not be in your best interest because it's going to be a lot, you know, it's competitive. I mean, that's, it's a, it could be a ringer, but you know, if you have a very unique business, if you're a niche vertical, it's like you're selling something very unique at your store or online, you can advertise it on Google AdWords and get clicks.
Is there some safeguard that would keep my competitors from coming on and clicking on my ad a bunch of times
yes.
just to mess with me and mm-hmm. cost me money?
It's called click fraud.
Okay. Whoa, that sounds pretty yes. serious.
And Google, you know, Google wow. claims to have measures on it where they will, in their system, where they will reimburse you if they see a lot of clicks coming from a certain like IP address. You know, yeah. like if you have like your buddies down the street are clicking on your ad a lot, and they say, okay, they will reimburse you typically for that. And if you really, if you have an idea who they are, call your lawyer.
Oh, is this that serious? I mean,
it could be that serious. If you really know for sure it's somebody you know who's
right,
doing
right.
it, then yeah, then I'd sort of take that offline, if you will.
So now, what's the best way to identify your keywords? Like you just have to kind of trial and error?
It's really trial and error.
There's no easy way of doing it.
Well, the easiest way is to look at the website at first to really get a baseless, you know, okay, first thing I'm going to ask, what's your website? Take a look at the website. You know, if you have a clear list of your products and services organized, that sort of helps you with the structure of building your account. If there are other, you know, people or ways to describe your product, you can do that as well. I always tell the people, okay, that's why when I said earlier, okay, how would you search for yourself?
Right.
That's where you sort of get started with a sort of a base keyword list, sort of a base, okay, geo modifiers as well, to really get people specifically looking for your product in their area.
Now, I just Googled most expensive keywords in the U.S.
Okay. Did you get an ad for that?
No, I don't remember. I went to a site.
Okay.
Best mesothelioma lawyer is $935.
Is that per click?
Per click.
That makes sense.
Holy moly. Good Lord.
That's nuts.
Yep.
Wow.
That's number one by far.
Yeah.
Number two is Dallas truck accident lawyer, $425.
Yep. A lot of personal injury, a lot of workers' comp type
right, that's
deals. Yeah.
The most expensive are legal, water damage, legal.
And it, yeah, anything you need a lawyer for because, you know, they're willing mm-hmm. to pay big per click because if they get
one lawsuit,
one client and they win.
That's it.
That's probably good, you know.
So those are the things like car accident lawyer in Atlanta, Houston truck accident attorney,
right?
Personal injury attorneys, Phoenix, motorcycle accident attorney. Those are all $200-$300 a click.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I don't do any personal injury lawyer.
You don't do law, that? No. Is that just an ethical thing?
No, it's just I just haven't had any of those clients. I mean, and you'd probably just sway them all away from doing this now.
Sorry, why? No, I'm saying, look.
No, but yeah, it's competitive.
You better hire someone good because you're going to be spending a lot of money per click. So that's not something you want to dabble with.
No, absolutely not. I mean,
that's crazy.
That is crazy. So we try to like our CPCs, you know, below $5 usually.
Is that what you?
You like to say, you know, in general, the lower the better because lower CPCs means more clicks per day.
Right, and then you get a. Then you can learn faster, you can iterate, you can get results for your client.
Yeah, and you can also learn, technically you can also learn faster if you know, 2 weeks later you have very few clicks and a lot of impressions, you know it's okay.
Right.
There's a lot of factors, could be the ad copy or the keywords.
But this isn't something to screw around with. I don't care if it's $5 or $500, you need a professional.
Correct, you need a professional because you're paying money for clicks.
Right.
And if their clicks are not relevant, you know, coming in, then you're sort of throwing money away. It's like,
yeah.
If you're buying TV spots, you're not hitting the right demographic, you know. If you don't, right. That's where, you know, it's like a good media buyer for broadcast advertising. You've got to have somebody who knows your product, who knows the demographics, and who knows, like, say, the TV shows to buy. Like, you know, are you going to buy, you know, if you've got a very male-leaning product, are you going to buy soap operas or sports? You're going to lean more towards sports, probably. It's one of those things. You have to know your audience, both, you know, in person and through the media you're buying.
Well, and you need someone that knows how to navigate that whole back end of Google. That
correct.
Whole
you need system. Someone who knows how to use the system, first
yeah.
of all.
Yeah.
That's where I come in. And you don't need a big box agency. You need a professional. I mean, you can have a big team of people who say they do it, but you really need an expert. And I've been, you know, for 10 years, you know, I can call myself an expert now. Am I the best in Atlanta? No, but I'd say I'm pretty, I'd say I'm in the top 10%.
And use your own credit card. And if you work with Josh, you get to.
Use your own credit, because you're not putting it on mine.
Yeah, don't worry your pretty little head about it. I'll handle it all. Just give me the fee. I mean, that's major.
Do not hand, and especially do not hand money over to somebody until the work is done. I don't charge people typically until, you know, the work, I mean, at least the account is set up.
Right.
You know, because obviously, I have everybody sign a contract.
Sure.
But it's like, I'm not going to, you know, I've literally had this with a client I signed on a few months ago. He literally had somebody give him, you know, $3,000 or something like that. He had no visibility to his AdWords account. He had no way to access it. He had no way to know how much he was spending or how many clicks he was getting, because the person doing his ads was using his own credit card if he was doing anything at all. So you got to be very
right. He
very
could say, careful. "Yeah, you're doing good.
Right,
it's you're not, doing great, man.
Right." And it's not like, you know, it's not like other forms of media. It's not like print. Okay, here's the AJC right. today. Here's your ad.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, if I'm going to, you know, do an ad on, you know,
anyway, WSB. They're going to show you this is when it aired, or this is what ad sounds like.
Right.
That is crazy. That you very trusting person, your friend. But so if somebody went to learn more, website for you?
Website is jdbmedia.com.
Good stuff. And then the pain they're having is that they're maybe just starting out in doing this kind of pay-per-click, or they want to learn more.
Yeah, if you have an existing account, you've been doing it for a while and you're sort of
just frustrated
about no results, find me. If you are looking to do this for the first time and you're worried about, you know, big cost, or don't worry. I mean, you control how much you spend on Google. It is not up to me. It is up to you, because it is your money at the end of the day. It's your budget. I'm not going to force you to spend what you're not comfortable spending.
Right. And that's jdbmedia.com. That's Josh Bernstein.
And you can email me at joshbernsteinmedia@gmail.com. That's all together.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest today, Josh Bernstein. And whatever you do, reach out and talk with Josh. Don't jump off the cliff on this paid search stuff.
It's easier than you think. It really is.
Too many landfalls, though, without someone with some expertise.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Reach out to Josh. All right. We'll see you in the fast lane.